And Jesus chose his 12 apostles. Basically, they were 12 illiterate people. Matthew, perhaps, might be the exception. He was a tax collector, which involved a lot of writing, it seems, in those days. But the others certainly would have been regarded as illiterate. They had no great power or influence when they went preaching. Yet, as we know, their message spread throughout the whole world. There's Christians in every country today. A reason I mention this is because St. Patrick talked of himself as being unlearned. He said he was an uneducated sinner. At the time, he had no influence. He had no friends in Rome or in the hierarchy or in whatever kind of leadership there was in Ireland at the time. He said he felt like a stone lying in deep mud. But in spite of all these weaknesses, we know God blessed his work abundantly. I'll just read a small little bit from his book, The Confessions of St. Patrick. When I came to Ireland, he wrote, I tended herds every day. I used to pray many times during the day. More and more my love of God and my reverence for him began to increase. My faith grew stronger, my zeal so intense that in the course of a single day I would say as many as 100 prayers and almost as many at night. This I did even when I was in the woods or on the mountain. Whether there was snow or frost or rain, I would rise before dawn to pray. I never felt the worse for it, nor was I in any way lazy, because, as I now realize, I was full of zeal and enthusiasm for God. Patrick discovered within himself a power that grew. And today we are celebrating that same Patrick, a man of prayer, a man of faith, who listened to the voices of the Irish and he responded generously. In these times of, let's call it, national crisis, may we also call on Patrick, asking him to intercede again for the leaders of our state and the leaders of our church. And let us also share his enthusiasm and his zeal.